Welcome to Sock Talk, episode 10. I'm Deidre.
I'm Lisa.
Welcome back.
It's been 2 weeks.
Has it been two weeks?
We never did one last week.
Oh, yeah.
We were like hermit crabbing last week.
Hermit crabbing? That's true. It was kind of a hermit weekend.
It was.
Yeah.
You were expecting me to, like, text you about going out of town, and I didn't, because it was cold.
And then you were, like, expecting me to maybe text, and, like, neither of us
texted.
Because
I'm like, well, if you text me, then okay.
And I felt the same way. I was like, well, I mean, if
she texts
me...
I'm not going to push it.
Yeah, let's not force anything, because we know how bad that'll happen.
We don't have to hang out all the time.
No, just sometimes.
Just all the time.
Pretty much all the time. To the point where, yeah, okay.
Where we start talking like each other.
Yeah, and like I've become like your inner voice where you're like thinking in my tone of voice.
I do. Mm-hmm. And then I just talk in your tone of voice too and make sick.
Sick.
Because that is her favorite adjective
right
to describe
now, that's,
something.
Yeah, that's my favorite adjective. I like look at like a price of something or I see like a couple holding hands and I'm like, sick.
I know. At the mall today, that one PDA couple in front of us.
I know.
Like all over her.
And they were walking so slow.
And they're probably
too.
Like my age.
Like, let's clog the aisle over here. So then I like sped walk to the side.
Clog the aisle. Clogging arteries. Clogged pores. Just a couple clogged pores in front of us. And then I start probably walking around people, and you're like, "Jeez!" And I'm like, "Why
yeah,
are there
like
so
kept
many?
Walking, like,
why are there so
like...
many damn people here? Why are we all at the mall today?"
There were so many people there, though, and I was over it at that point.
I know. That's why I say I like the idea of shopping until I'm actually shopping. I'm like, "Get me out of here!"
Yeah, and then after that, like, I even warned you. Like, I was like, "Lisa." I was like, I am at my breaking point. Like, just to warn you, anything can tip me off right now. And so we were going to go grab some late lunch, and we had to settle for Olive Garden because every other place was busy because we had to go to Red Sparrow after we ate, and we didn't have much time. So I call Olive Garden, and I was like, hey, you know, is there a wait or anything? They're like, oh, no, maybe like 5-10 minutes. And I said, well, can you put our name down? We're on our way.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, no.
Well, first she's like, let me ask.
Well, yeah, she's like, let me ask, because apparently it was her first day at work or something. And she's like, let me ask. And she's like, no, if you just come here, it'll be fine, whatever. And I'm like, okay, well, whatever.
And Deidre's pretty hangry at this point.
Yeah, I was getting pretty hangry. Like, it was like I told you.
And we had to hurry up. We spent a lot of time at H&M.
Yeah.
Talking to the guy that you're doing a return to, then meandering around.
Meandering.
Like, we were on a tight schedule.
It was very tight.
Continue.
Just had to add that little like segue.
Continue
the story. So then we get to the Olive Garden and I go up and I'm like, you know, we need a table for two. Oh, it's gonna be a 15-minute wait. I was like done. I literally didn't even say anything and I walked over to the seat to sit down and wait. I like
stumped.
Yeah, and she like tried to be like, oh, here's the little buzzer thing for when no. I am done. You could have taken my reservation, would have been there, wouldn't have to wait. No. Done.
And sometimes situations like this, it calls for a more adultier adult. I don't like being the adultier adult because I'm the baby of the family, such as Deidre.
I'm the baby, yeah.
And
I was being a big baby.
She was being
pouting.
A big baby. Somebody had to be the adult. I go to take the buzzer. I look over in the bar area, see some people sitting in there. I'm like, had a second to think. I'm like, could we sit in the bar? And yeah, are you guys, well, that one girl, she's like, well, let me go check. And the other one's like, no, yeah, as long as you both are over 21. And I'm like,
well, why
duh.
Didn't you say that in the first place?
You and your face full of makeup
yeah.
over there.
Oh,
you should be over at Sephora working.
Seriously.
Or do my makeup for me. But, yes. So, thanks to me for keeping a cool head, for not being hangry. If I would have been hangry, I would have been like, whatever.
I warned you. I said, Lisa, I'm at my breaking point. Just to warn you, something could happen. And when I give out that warning, you know. Like,
oh, yeah.
It's fair game.
And just, I was just kind of surprised at seeing her stomp away. Like, I've not seen the side of you yet. We haven't been friends like that long, so I guess it was bound to come out sooner or later. You've seen my bitch side come out, which was very surprising to you.
It was very surprising.
At the bar.
I mean, always so sweet, and then when I saw that, I was, like, scandalized.
You do not interrupt my game of checkers.
That's what happened.
You are a drunk middle-aged woman trying to get in on this checkers game and thinking you're our best friend.
Yeah, she really did try to play that out.
And that's why I completely shut down.
Oh, yeah. Totally. And I was still trying to be, like, kind of, like we said earlier today, good cop, bad cop.
That's what we do. This is what our friendship is based on.
It really
on.
Is.
Good cop, bad cop. Most of the time, people are going to think, oh, she's the bitch.
Oh, yeah.
Deidre, yeah. RBF.
Yeah.
And, oh, she's the nice one. Oh, no. Once in a while, I get bad cop.
Oh, yeah. But then when you're bad cop, I'm good cop.
She is.
And when I'm bad cop, you're good cop.
That's what makes our friendship work.
We just balance each other out so well.
We really do, just like our little podcast here.
I know.
We go back and forth. We have this healthy banter.
Yeah.
Hopefully, the five people who listen like it. Maybe six one day. Fingers
maybe.
Crossed.
Yeah. Maybe Fingers we'll crossed. Get six. Yeah.
But
grow that following.
That's why we work so well together.
Yeah. But no, at that checkers game, like, I was like, good cop. Like, I was like, you know, if I need your help with my checkers game, I'll ask you. And she was like, oh, is this chess or whatever? And I'm like, what the
I'm
heck?
Like, no.
So then finally I was like,
you're sitting
excuse
on my phone.
Me. You're sitting on my phone. And she's like, oh my gosh. And then she, like, stumbled away.
But she spilled what? Her drink on you. Like, she spilled some Or was that me? She spilled some drink on me.
I think she spilled it on you.
And that's why. That's
and
why
I,
I'm like,
I was thinking
no.
We were still finishing this checkers game. And you were like, no. Like, you were like, we're leaving. And I was like, oh, okay. Whatever you say, Lisa.
I'm over middle-aged drunk people.
No, it's true. And
can't.
That was like, okay. But that bar was like a chill environment.
Yes.
And then this drunk middle-aged group people, like, came in with, like, their stupid mugs from some other bar and, like, acting like a bunch of, like,
acting
rednecks.
Like it was St. Patrick's Day. Like it
oh,
is.
Oh, yeah. And totally. And it wasn't St. Patrick's Day.
No.
It was, like, a Friday.
Not
a
St.
day
Patrick's
of the week.
Day.
Yeah, exactly.
A day of the week.
Yeah.
Oh, it was for my birthday. We were there. Was that when we
was
were there for
it?
My birthday?
Oh, yeah, it was, yeah.
It was my birthday weekend.
That's right.
My birthday month, basically, which is all about
me.
Because
we celebrated the whole month. Like, I feel like every single day you were, like, doing something for your birthday. And then, like, every day people were, like, giving you, like, gifts. And I'm like, my birthday is, like...
Every day people were giving me gifts.
Yes. Yeah, it's true. It happened.
In your imaginary world.
No.
Who was giving me gifts
I
every
feel
day?
Like you got, like, flowers every day. And I feel like people were, like, bringing you coffee, like, bringing you goodies. And, like, oh, yeah, like, coworkers were bringing you stuff. And I'm over here, like, chopped liver. That's why I have to leave. I have to leave the place, like, leave our area.
Because after the whole,
so
like,
be, like,
magnitude
depressed.
Of my birthday and gifts I got, you're like, no, bitch, we're going out of town. Because I'm not getting shit.
Exactly.
I'm gonna be depressed.
Yeah, which originally, like, I was like, I'm going out of town by myself. And he, like, piggybacked, like, I'm coming with, sucka. And I was like, okay.
What? Like, I want to go on a yoga retreat, which we did not do.
Which we didn't go
but
there.
That was, like, the whole plan.
It was, but we still originally. Had a good time. Like, we had a really good chill time. But
we should have took a longer vacation time.
Oh, yeah. We should have taken, like, a month. Get these bags out of my eyes away.
But back to today.
Oh, yeah.
We saw Red Sparrow. Mm. How would you describe it?
It was, like, pretty mediocre.
It was...
That's, like, the perfect way to describe
like
it.
It was, like, the ending. It was, like... A little bump, like the climax of the movie was like a little excitement. It was like,
yeah, and like,
I mean, that little excitement in the beginning.
And I was like waiting. I was like waiting for it to pick up. I was like, okay, now it's gonna pick up. Nope, just kidding.
But you see, like a Russian, like oh, she's a Russian spy. We've seen Charlize Theron as a Russian spy. She kicked major ass. I've seen Angelina Jolie as a Russian spy in Salt, which you haven't seen. She kicked ass. So, obviously, oh, it's another
one
female,
of our girl crushes.
One of our girl crushes being a Russian
badass.
Spy.
Yeah.
No.
That was not.
Spy.
Yeah.
But not even that much.
No.
Naked spy.
Yeah, it was a lot of, yeah, it was like a lot of like JL nudity in there, which
JL.
Whatever. But I did appreciate her. Like, she's always so pretty. Oh, I guess we're at the end. And we'll just end on that note. And Jennifer Lawrence is pretty. Bye.
The more you know.
The more you know.